We thought it would be enough. We really did. The connections, the conversations, the full calendars and endless notifications, the new faces, the better rooms, the shinier milestones stacked up like armor against the ache we didn't know how to name. We thought if we stayed busy enough, stayed interesting enough, stayed visible enough, we could outrun the loneliness that kept threading itself through the cracks we refused to look at. We thought love would come wrapped in the noise. That belonging was just a matter of finding the right frequency to broadcast ourselves on. That if we polished the signal enough, if we looked the part, sounded the part, hustled the part, eventually the loneliness would back off and leave us standing inside something that finally felt solid. And for a while, it looked like it was working. For a while, we could convince ourselves that being wanted was the same as being seen. That being noticed was the same as being known. That being busy was the same as being loved. We thought it would save us. The movement, the momentum, the noise. We thought if we just kept stacking moments on top of each other, kept pushing forward, kept building better lives, better stories, better selves, we could climb out of the hollow parts we didn't have the words for. We thought new relationships would stitch up the old wounds. We thought new goals would erase the old disappointments. We thought if we just stayed moving, stayed bright, stayed loud enough, the silence would get tired and leave us alone. But the silence doesn't get tired. The loneliness doesn't get bored. It waits. It settles. It learns the rhythm of your distractions and breathes in between them. And no matter how fast we moved, no matter how many names we learned, no matter how many nights we filled with conversations that looked like connection and sounded like belonging, it was still there, growing roots under the noise. We didn't fail because we weren't trying hard enough. We didn't fail because we didn't find the right people or say the right words. We failed because we kept looking for salvation in the places built to keep us moving, not to let us stay. We kept asking systems designed for speed to give us something slow enough to save us. We kept asking platforms designed for presentation to give us something real enough to hold. We kept asking people we barely knew to fill gaps they never agreed to carry. And we kept telling ourselves it was working, even when the hollow got heavier, even when the laughter started sounding thinner, even when the room started feeling louder but lonelier at the same time. And maybe it's not that we were wrong to hope. Maybe it's just that we put the hope in the wrong hands. Maybe it's just that we didn't know, couldn't have known, that the real saving was never going to come from being seen more. It was always going to come from being seen deeper. And deeper takes time. Deeper takes weight. Deeper takes the kind of slowing down that feels dangerous in a world built to reward speed. We thought momentum would save us. But maybe what we needed was permission to stop, permission to stay, permission to be boring and heavy and complicated without being abandoned for it. We thought the right people would make the loneliness go away, but real connection was never about finding people who could distract us from ourselves. It was about finding people who would sit with us inside the ache without rushing to fix it. People who could stay through the slow days, the quiet days, the heavy days, not just the easy ones. People who didn't love the highlight version of us. People who loved the breathing, breaking, unfinished, honest version. The one who wasn't always smiling. The one who wasn't always sure. The one who didn't always have something clever to say. We thought achievement would save us. We thought being impressive would fill the gaps. We thought success would finally hand us a life big enough, loud enough, full enough to make the loneliness shrink. But success without presence just builds bigger echo chambers. Achievement without connection just hands you a louder silence. We reached milestones and celebrated them with people who didn't know the whole story of how hard it was to get there, because we never told them. We kept hitting goals and wondering why they didn't feel like enough. We kept winning and wondering why the victories felt hollow the second the applause faded, because noise doesn't heal you. Visibility doesn't heal you. Momentum doesn't heal you. Being loved for a version of yourself you built to survive doesn't heal you. Only presence does. Only slowness does. Only honesty does. And maybe that's the scariest kind of healing. The kind that asks you to stop, to stay, to let yourself be seen without the polish, to let yourself be heavy when everything inside you is screaming, to stay light enough to keep moving. We thought we could be saved by becoming more. But maybe the only way we're saved is by becoming more real. We thought we could build something stronger than the loneliness if we just kept adding to the pile. More plans, more connections, more wins. We thought if we stacked our lives high enough, the ache would have no room left to breathe. We thought movement was protection, thought motion was a cure, thought staying busy would outrun the hollow. And sometimes it worked for a little while. Sometimes the days moved fast enough, the nights stayed loud enough, that we could forget about the ache sitting underneath it all. But it was never gone. It was just waiting. It was just learning how to hum in the background of all the noise we thought was saving us. Because you can't outrun loneliness when you're carrying it inside your own ribs. You can't stack enough distractions to smother the parts of yourself you refuse to look at. You can't build high enough or fast enough to outpace the truth that being seen is not the same thing as being held. Being noticed is not the same thing as being known. And somewhere along the way, we started confusing them, started thinking that if we just stayed loud enough, shiny enough, impressive enough, the loneliness would mistake us for someone worth leaving alone. But it never worked that way. It never could. Because connection was never something you could buy with busyness. It was never something you could trade for being good enough, impressive enough, needed enough. It was something you had to be still enough to find, still enough to feel, still enough to build. And stillness was terrifying. Stillness made the ache louder. Stillness made the silence real. Stillness forced us to face all the ways we had been surviving instead of living. It forced us to admit that some of the rooms we fought to get into weren't built for our real selves. It forced us to admit that some of the relationships we clung to were built on versions of us that didn't even breathe anymore. It forced us to admit that maybe the loneliness wasn't something happening to us. Maybe it was something we were helping build every time we chose performance over presence, polish over pain, momentum over meaning. And that's the part nobody wants to talk about. That sometimes the thing breaking your heart is the life you built to survive the first break. Sometimes it's the hustle. Sometimes it's the perfect branding. Sometimes it's the curated circle. Sometimes it's the polished, high-achieving version of you that everyone claps for. That version is the thing standing between you and the connection you're starving for, because real connection asks for something you can't curate. It asks for the slow, scary, vulnerable work of being fully, painfully human in front of people who could choose to walk away. It asks for breathing through the silence instead of filling it with noise. It asks for staying when it gets boring. It asks for loving people when they're not impressive, and letting yourself be loved when you're not impressive either. And that's not the kind of saving we learned to chase. That's not the kind of saving that comes with trophies or hashtags or viral moments. It's quieter than that. It's heavier than that. It's slower than that. It's sitting across from someone and letting your whole weight be seen. It's letting someone cry without rushing them toward the pretty version of healing. It's letting yourself ache without trying to package it into something digestible. It's being human when being human feels like the riskiest thing you could be. And maybe that's why it's so hard, because real saving, the kind that matters, doesn't come from being enough for everyone. It comes from being real enough for a few. It comes from being heavy enough to stay rooted when everything else tells you to keep sprinting. It comes from letting the ache be seen, not because you need it fixed, but because you need it witnessed. Because healing doesn't happen when you outrun the ache. Healing happens when someone stays in it with you long enough for it to start feeling less sharp. Healing happens when you stay in it with yourself long enough to believe you're still lovable, even when you're not dazzling anybody. We thought the right city, the right partner, the right paycheck, the right audience would save us. But saving was never out there. Saving was always about coming home. Coming home to the parts of ourselves we thought we had to leave behind. Coming home to the softness we thought we had to kill to survive. Coming home to the truth that love, real love, was never asking us to perform. It was asking us to stay, stay heavy, stay breathing, stay messy, stay human. And maybe we don't have all the words yet. Maybe we don't have the perfect blueprint yet. Maybe we're still learning how to sit inside the slowness without running. But maybe that's enough. Maybe the beginning of real saving is just the stubborn, terrifying choice to stay. To stay soft, to stay real, to stay here. Because the only thing loneliness can't survive is presence. This is The Undercurrent, a story beneath the surface from The Truth Project, powered by M3 Media Studio.